Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Thursday, the 2nd of November 2023 is Robert II of Scotland. Robert II, the 2nd of March 1316, the 19th of April 1390, was King of Scots from 1371 to his death in 1390. The son of Walter Stuart, 6th High Steward of Scotland, and Marjorie, daughter of King Robert the Bruce, he was the first monarch of the House of Stuart. Upon the death of his uncle David II, Robert succeeded to the throne. Edward Bruce, younger brother of Robert the Bruce, was named heir presumptive, but Edward had no children when he was killed in the Battle of Ford on the 14th of October 1318. Marjorie Bruce had died probably in 1317 in a riding accident, and Parliament decreed her infant son, Robert Stuart, as heir presumptive, but this lapsed on the 5th of March 1324 on the birth of a son, David, to King Robert and his second wife, Elizabeth de Burgh. Robert Stuart became High Steward of Scotland on his father's death on the 9th of April 1327, and in the same year Parliament confirmed the young Stuart as heir should David die childless. In 1329 King Robert I died, and his five-year-old son succeeded to the throne as David II under the guardianship of Thomas Randolph, 1st Earl of Moray. Edward Balliol, son of King John Balliol, assisted by the English and those Scottish nobles who had been disinherited by Robert I, invaded Scotland, inflicting heavy defeats on the Bruce party on the 11th of August 1332 at Duplin Moor and Halidon Hill on the 19th of July 1333. Robert, who had fought at Halidon, joined his uncle David in refuge in Dumbarton Castle. David escaped to France in 1334, and Parliament, still functioning, appointed Robert and John Randolph, 3rd Earl of Moray, as joint guardians of the kingdom. Randolph was captured by the English in July 1335, and in the same year Robert submitted to Balliol, bringing about the removal of his guardianship. The office was reinstated in 1338, and Robert held it until David's return from France in June 1341. Hostilities continued, and Robert was with David at the Neville's Cross on the 17th of October 1346 and either escaped or fled the field, but David was captured and remained a prisoner until he was ransomed in October 1357. Robert married Elizabeth Muir around 1348, legitimizing their 4 sons and 5 daughters. His subsequent marriage to Euphemia de Ross in 1355 produced 2 sons and 2 surviving daughters. Robert rebelled against King David in 1363 but submitted to him following a threat to his right of succession. David died in 1371 and Robert succeeded him at the age of 55. The border magnates continued to attack English-held zones in southern Scotland, and by 1384, the Scots had retaken most of the occupied lands. Robert ensured that Scotland was included in the Anglo-French Truce of 1384, and that was a factor in the coup in November when he lost control of the country, first to his eldest son, John, and then from 1388 to John's younger brother, Robert. Robert II died in Dundonald Castle in 1390 and was buried at Scone Abbey. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:26 UTC on Thursday, the 2nd of November 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Robert II of Scotland. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Don't forget to also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Until next time, I'm Amy Newell.